Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers. FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment. Trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay.
Free the Black Panthers. FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements with black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here. Fuck coins, hell pro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted. I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we rise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here. Fuck coins, hell pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police departments to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prisons. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
There is no mystery God. Absolutely no mystery God. There is no God in the sky, and there is no devil under the ground. Heaven is not in the sky, and hell is not under the ground. Heaven and hell are conditions of the mind, states of existence, and states of being. So Jesus told us to stop looking for heaven in the sky. He said the kingdom of heaven is within you, and that we are the temples of the living God. That the living God lives in our temple, and he does not inhabit the sky, but he inhabits the higher realms of the heavens, of the realm of the secret innermost chamber of the subconscious chamber of the soul of man and woman. And this power bursts forth and emanates forth from him to set in motion a universal order based on principle and law. All set in motion by a divine power and a divine force that never dies. It's constant. It just changes forms. God is in man. Can't be in any man. He's got to be in the original man. Because if God is the first and everything comes from him, then he can't wait for anything else. He brings everything else into existence. There could be no white man if there were no black man. It is biologically and genetically impossible for the recessive white man to produce the dominant yellow baby. Biologically and genetically impossible for the recessive yellow man and woman to produce the dominant brown baby. Biologically and genetically impossible for the recessive brown man and woman to produce the dominant black baby. But that black man and his woman, the father and the mother of it all, can produce black, can produce brown, can produce red, can produce yellow. And if the seed runs wild or mutates in the womb of the black woman, can even produce an albino, something which is whiter than white, 180 degrees in either direction.
Holler to him, man. Here we go, turn it up, let's start. From block to block, the second heart, the second muscle, and the punk police can't fake me a mess. Black man.
Because in the police department, the FBI, the CIA, ATF, if that's what they are, DEA, all of them, they are now the racist, rabid, racist, cold, white supremacist, the Ku Klux Klan of Reconstruction. All of them now hide behind the shield. As Mark Furman said in words, you can execute a nigger because a policeman is God on the streets, he said. He said, when we just see a nigger doing this or that, he talked about how they move on what they call a nigger. Supreme Court Justice, as I near my conclusion, Thurgood Marshall said that the Ku Klux Klan no longer wears white hoods and white robes. They now wear black robes as judges and blue uniforms as policemen. The mentality is pervasive. The mentality is everywhere. Bill Clinton wants this conservative cracker to know that he's going to put niggas in their place. He just does it with a smile. Welfare reform. Fastly, in many states, welfare is becoming farewell. They're making sure to let us know you got to go for self. You got to do something for yourself. We can't carry you any longer, niggas. And so, brothers and sisters, as I near my conclusion, I say to you that this is the year of the bullet or the bullet.
Liberation of oppressed people in the United States has to do not with climbing up some ladder to success, not for asking to be just like Rockefeller or just like DuPont or just like Ford, because that would only continue the oppression and exploitation of oppressed people in the United States, and specifically African people born and raised in the United States. Socialism is an integral part of building social justice on this planet. The condition of my people, my history, was very much connected with other oppressed people, and I began to see that the same foot that was on the necks of the Vietnamese people, that was on the necks of all oppressed people on the planet, was the same foot that was on my neck. And so I began to understand that imperialism has to go. It is a poison that is killing people all over this world.
Now, we didn't get a lot of black history in our schooling. I have 4 degrees, and 3 of them advanced degrees. Never did I get black history. I got about 2 pages of black history, and one page was a picture. And it was a picture of the little folks with the cabin. You probably saw the same picture. It's a little cabin, the little guy on the porch with the banjo, little children running, frolicking about, eating watermelon, right? Everybody happy? And we certainly need little Mary and little Johnny to believe that they were happy. The slaves were happy people. And they had a nice place to live. Because we couldn't have them feeling cognitive what? Not little Mary. She can't start questioning what Grandpa did. So I want you to see this, because those are leftover slave quarters. He's a sharecropper. So now let's go back and take a look at sharecropping. Now these are folks that were slaves, no longer slaves, decided I'm going back to be a sharecropper on the same plantation that I was a slave. Why would you do that? You all heard about Katrina, yes? Yeah. See, I was there. My family's from Louisiana. I went to the Ninth Ward. Sometimes you can't pay attention to what the news says. It's important to actually go eyeball what's going on, which was very interesting, because it was one of the most horrific events I'd ever seen and probably will ever see in my life. Well, black folks were just simply treated differently. Did you notice that? Here's the good news about Katrina. Everybody noticed it. So all the rest of the world, where we learned, send us your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, your democracy, your equality, they said, what happened with that Katrina thing? all that stuff y'all talked about. Well, let me read this. This is from Associated Press, taken straight from the newspaper. In the front, actually, the top part here is actually a woman, but they think it's a man. Anyway, it says, a young man walks through chest-deep floodwater after looting a grocery store in New Orleans on Tuesday, August 30th, 2005. Same body of water down here, excuse me. Two residents wade through chest-deep water after finding bread and soda from a local grocery store. Now, same event, same water. White people, black people. We've told you what you see now. That removes your what? Dissonance, because these people can't be perceived as looting. They're white people. White people don't loot. Now, the truth of the matter is, I don't care what any of them are doing. It doesn't matter, but I'm going to still the social conscience by letting you know, don't forget, this is a looter. Matter of fact, what you last heard was that they were looters and rapists. Did you not? So don't they?
Particularly the poverty-stricken adolescent exists in a world that is quite different from the world of his parents. Very different from the world even of the 50s and 60s. Because we have a youth now that is engaged in the post-industrial age. When you dropped out of school, there were jobs waiting in some factory or on some shipyard or some other place for you. Those jobs are not there today. And so you have to recognize that these youngsters are dealing with a different world. The computers weren't there when you dropped out at the time and when you miseducated yourself. These are children who are engaged in an information age. These are children who are engaged in a highly urbanized world. These are no longer farm boys and rural people from the rural South caught up in their rural communities. These are kids raised in the ghettos, in the projects, and in the poverty-stricken areas of the urban cities. These are children then that are raised in an information data processing world, a world of television and mass media, a mass media that recognizes that they have money or that they can get money. And now a world that instead of just selling to adults makes teenagers its major marketing audience and therefore creates desires and wishes and plays the cruel hoax on our teenagers by provoking their desires through TV, through singers, through Ray Charles talking about Pepsi, to black religious music, and then does not provide them the means by which they are to get the thing by which their appetites have been provoked to desire. Recognize this then, ladies and gentlemen. Recognize that we are dealing at a time of rising expectations. You see, when we grew up, we knew that there were certain slots for us, and we didn't have to worry about the other ones. Now we live in a world of rising expectations. Be the best that you can be. Be all that you can be. We see the result of that. These youngsters are living in a time of family dissolution. Remember, the largest percentage of black children up to the 1950s were raised in a two-headed family. Now we are dealing with children where the vast majority of families are single-headed and in poverty and caught in their situations. So don't be too quick to put yourself in this place and compare yourself in your time to the children in this time. You're dealing with a different time.
We are oppressed. We are exploited. We are downtrodden. We are denied not only civil rights, but even human rights. So the only way we're going to get some of this oppression and exploitation away from us or aside from us is come together against a common enemy. Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet? Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other. No, before you come asking Mr. Muhammad, does he teach hate, you should ask yourself, who taught you to hate being what God gave you? And I, for one, as a Muslim, believe that the white man is intelligent enough. If he were made to realize how black people really feel and how fed up we are without that old compromising sweet talk. Stop sweet talking him. Tell him how you feel. Tell him how, what kind of hell you've been catching, and let him know that if he's not ready to clean his house up, if he's not ready to clean his house up, he shouldn't have a house. It should catch on fire and burn down.
Scared Negroes today with no badge or no white skin or no white sheet or no white anything else. The police the same way. They put their club upside your head and then turn around and accuse you of attacking them. Every case of police brutality against a Negro follows the same pattern. They attack you, bust you all upside your mouth, and then take you to court and charge you with assault. What kind of democracy is that? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of social or political system is it when a black man has no voice in court, has no nothing on his side other than what the white man chooses to give him? My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this. And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves. They attack the victim. And then the criminal who attacked the victim accuses the victim of attacking him.
Yes, sir.
This is American justice.
Yes, sir. That's right.
This is American democracy.
Yes, sir.
And those of you who are familiar with it,
yes,
know that in America, democracy is hypocrisy.
Right.
Now, if I'm wrong, put me in jail.
Right.
But if you can't prove that a democracy is not hypocrisy, then don't put your hands on me.
This one I better do with the job. Me, I no get time, I did da-ba-da. Da-da cover my face, calling me la-ba-da. Biggie man, we know they wear a-ba-da.
Tell me, my nigga, what's it gon'? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, take your time, ride the bus. I no be, die for nothing. My nigga, what's it gon' be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, the gallon, ride the bus. I no be, die for nothing. Make you no say anything when you do, them must commend it.
I can't come and keep myself.
So anything when you do, I they try to do it on my way.
I can't come and keep myself.
Plenty, plenty, plenty so far we face. Just to make sure money day. But my people can go say, I know one buy, I know one die, I know one spend me. I want enjoy, I want chop life, I want buy motor, I want build house, I still want to know.
Tell me, my nigga, what you come? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, pick your step, ride the whip, I no fee, die for nothing. My nigga, what's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, big garden, ride the whip, I no fee. Different things them happening, schemes and packaging. In a one night for shows I'm juggling. Flow like the ocean, my boat I'm paddling. Shout out Shina fella, that's my bro, my family. Rose in jail. When it comes to money I take concentrate. Make I tell you straight, you are not my mate. If you become a shall I be head of state. But my people then go say I know one buy, I know one die, I know one payment. I want enjoy, I want chop life, I want buy motor, I want build house, I still want to know. Money. What's it gon' be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, stick your step, ride the whip. I no fee, die for nothing. My nigga, what's it gon' be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, stick your step, ride the whip. I no fee, die for nothing. Unuwaba now. Yeah.
yeah, 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 yeah,
Black power, black power family, welcome. Welcome to New Black Panther Party Radio, powered by the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad, you're live here tonight, here on day 543, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, here with your host, National Chief of Staff, Brother Katib Sadiq. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. Press the number one. Everybody that's on the line, let everybody else know that the New Black Panther Party is broadcasting here tonight as we continue today our community alert on Black Nation preparedness and common sense in the midst of storms, or a storm in specific that we identified as Hurricane Ida, that has been moving through the Gulf into the Louisiana Gulf region and is due to make landfall Sunday afternoon and cause widespread damage from the identified regions off the coast of Louisiana all the way to the Alabama and Mississippi coast as well. This Hurricane Ida, when we look at the forecast of it, it is very widespread and is due to be a Category 4 by the time it makes landfall. It was forecast as a Category 1 when it touched down in Cuba, and it is strengthened to a Category 2 and is being forecasted to make landfall as a Category 4. We have given the clear direction and an instruction. This is a Black Nation alert because we know the power of these storms and what they do. Clear instruction that we evacuate these areas, New Orleans, Baton Rouge. We're seeing damage that will be in Lafayette as well. We're talking about high winds from 100 to 150 miles per hour. We're talking about 9 to 15 feet of water, winds that could reach up to 140 miles an hour. We urge those of our people who are listening into this broadcast in these areas to evacuate immediately. Evacuate out of these areas and away from the path of this storm. You're live here on New Black Panther Party Radio every night, our nightly broadcast, and here on day 543 as we continue our Black Nation preparedness and the forecasting of Hurricane Ida. Again, we urge you to get out of these areas. We're joined here by our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad. Can you hear me, comrade?
Black power, family. Black power. We're coming in tonight. We're on the heels of a Category 4 hurricane coming headed straight towards New Orleans. I want to give you guys the necessary information as we've been listening to this. So it is expected that the storm is going to kick off around the a.m. hours, which will be tomorrow morning. So what I'm saying is the hurricane is evolving as we speak. Right now it's a tropical storm. It is a tropical storm. When the wind speeds get up to 105 miles per hour, that's when it's going to be a Category 2. It is projected that this storm is going to get, the wind speeds are going to go up, could possibly be up to 150 miles an hour winds. It's not just the flooding, it's the wind damage. The wind damage is going to cause buildings, trees, I mean, anything in its path, top on top of the water. You know, this is no joke. You know, this is a stronger hit. And all of the elements, this is going to be even a worse hit on New Orleans than Hurricane Katrina. Hurricane Katrina struck east of New Orleans. It more so hit the Mississippi area, but that storm surge and the breaching of the levees and all that caused the devastation. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, that the way this projection is looking, and we've been looking at the model, you know, over the years, and Brother Captain Hill built on this, over the years we look at the, we monitor the different weather channel broadcasts, different satellites, and it seems that the most accurate has been that European model. The European model has been pretty much spot on out of all these storms that we've been dealing with over these last few years. It is saying that according to what is projected, the storms, the winds are going to get into tropical speed probably sometime around 2 or 3 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, if you're in the New Orleans area, you have not left yet, leave now. You know, stop the bullshit. You know, whatever resources that you need to make it, or even if you just make it to Houston and you call and we figure and we, you know, get the money together to pile everybody in the hotel room or Airbnb or something. You know what I'm saying? At the worst case scenario, you know, you would, you know, even if you can't make it all the way to Houston, I kind of want to say Lafayette, but Lafayette is going to get some water, but do not be in this direct path. Okay, so let me say this. Get to Houston. Let me just be clear on that. Go ahead and spend the extra $20, $30 in gas and just drive to Houston. Let's not even, you know, say no shortcomings. The schools, the roads, schools are out. Your businesses, you know, don't be to worry about no damn plantation. You know what I'm saying? If you have your own business, you are your business. You can rebuild that business. Right now, the traffic is moving at a slow pace, but it'll get you out of harm's way. Now, if you have not left by 10 a.m., 10 p.m., you're SOL. I don't know what else I can tell you. The pig's not going to come save you. The National Guard is not even going to come save you. They already said they're only going to come out if it's an exact absolute emergency, like somebody's trapped under a tree or something like that. And then, you know, when a hurricane hits or when this starts happening, the phone lines are going to go down. Your cellular service is going to be out of service. We are not going to be knowing how to reach you. And if you stand and you sitting in a storm and you sitting in devastation, it is foolishness. I'm just going to say, Baton Rouge is just within the comb as well. It is in danger just like New Orleans, but New Orleans is going to get a direct hit. A direct hit. Every color on the damn map is on this New Orleans thing. It's on this storm. And you think this levee is going to save you? Those pumping stations, they already said that they only got the pumping stations at 96% capacity. That 4% that's not working will flood the city out. It doesn't even take a hurricane to flood New Orleans. It wasn't when after we had the after Sterling demonstration in 2016, it wasn't no hurricane that flooded Baton Rouge. It was a storm, a tropical storm. People having sideline conversation. I don't know. Y'all sitting there coercing other people because you ain't going nowhere, coercing other people for them not to go nowhere. And are you going to have that blood on your hands? If two or three of y'all say y'all ain't got enough money, well, I bet you if y'all pull y'all money together, you have enough money. And these people are making sure that they make sure that their people get out. And if you don't have the money, just say, I don't have the gas money. Then let us pull our resources and get you the gas money. But to sit there and be prideful and foolish. Now we pray that some miracle happens and the storm doesn't come straight to New Orleans. Well, it's better to be safe than sorry, because they're talking about up to 15 feet of water. 9 to 15 feet of water. At a low, 9 feet of water. Ain't none of y'all 9 feet tall. Even if you live in a home, the ceilings, most of these ceilings, I think, are, what, 12 feet? And in New Orleans, it might be 15 feet because they're taller. What you going to do? And the water's going to sit so they can pump it out. Do not heed the warnings. We're going to do this broadcast tonight. Those of you in the New Black Panther Party, you've been given the information about the call we're having tonight, right after this show. We need to know exactly what folks are going to do. We're going to do another call tomorrow night. We had talked about doing an all-day broadcast, but why? We just going to keep our same call going because it's tripping me out. And then, you know, it cracks me up. They said that with the news, the people say the news didn't say this. Come on. And now they're saying it today. And then the mayor had the nerve enough to say the reason why they didn't tell everybody to leave because it wasn't going to be enough time for everybody to leave. Are you reading what they're saying? In other words, the people who had common sense left. The reason why the roads are clear enough where they are now, because they downplayed it. They don't give a fuck about you, black people. Remember after Katrina, they said they wanted to shrink the footprint of the city. The footprint, the people, get rid of the black folks. They want New Orleans for the whites. It's their little paradise. Ethnic cleansing and genocide through vaccines and taking a natural disaster and manipulating it or manipulating your minds. You got to be out of your mind sitting there waiting for the white men to tell you the right thing to do. And your own people who love you are telling you. In the AM, the storm, the wind speeds are going to be around 50. And when I'm saying AM, it could be anywhere between 2 and 6 AM. It's going to hit. The winds are going to start. Tropical storm force wind. And this storm is going to hit. When it hits as a Cat 4, it's going to sit there for a minute. Starting at 6, I guess to say between 6 a.m. in the morning to 6 p.m. on into Monday. It's going to be a long ride. So if you have not left, we pray for you. We pray for the best. Get to the highest ground you could get to. If you got to take some high ground, take it. But get to the highest ground you can get to. If you're within my voice right now, within our voice right now, go ahead and grab you a bag. Grab you a bag of enough clothes to last you about a week. Because after this storm passes, it's going to be a few days before you can even get into the city if you have an ID to go and check your, you know, it may be a week or a little longer before they even let you in because it's going to be the way the power lines down and debris down. The crews are going to, the water, first they have to get the water out. And the crews got to come move this stuff. Y'all know how this goes. If you don't know, it's not our first rodeo. I'm going to remind y'all. So grab a week worth of clothes. Take you some toilet paper and wet wipes while you're on the road in case you got to pull over on the side of the highway and take a piss. Get on up out of there. Shit, it's looking like Lafayette's coming towards Lafayette too. What am I talking about? It's going all the way from Pelican Island. So that's right short of Lake Charles or Cameron. So from Lake Charles to Mobile, that's the track. Lafayette not even safe. 6 to 9 feet Lafayette. We're not begging you, but we are giving you the right advice. No one can beg somebody to say SOS. I mean, S-Y-D-S, save your damn self. All right, and if you are staying, okay, be at the higher level, you know what I'm saying? Make sure that you bring all your electronics up to the second floor, third floor if you got it. Make sure you got your axe and your, what do you call it, your hammer. In case the water floods, you got to get on the roof and be sitting on the roof waiting for the white man to come with the helicopter to save you. Y'all know we ain't got no fucking helicopters. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. We are not going to sugarcoat this. We're not going to baby you. You're grown-ass people if you listen to this radio show. 3 feet of water is too high. That's below, above your belly. And by baptism, most of y'all can't swim. So now 3 feet of water, your car is fucked up. 6 feet of water, oh my God. Where are you going to run to? Where are you going to run to in a one-story building with 6 feet of water? Everywhere. 9 feet of water. You're dead. 15 feet of water. Self-explanatory. I pray for my city. This is my hometown. But it sits below sea level. It sits below the lake. It's a bowl. New Orleans is surrounded by two lakes. A lake to the east of it. A lake to the north of it. And the Mississippi River to the south of it. And the rest of Pontchartrain River is to the west of it. It is in a bowl of water as it sits below sea level already. Do you got a boat? If you don't have a boat, be prepared to empty out your refrigerator and make it a boat. Be prepared to blow up that air mattress and make it a boat. Leave now. As you listening to this radio broadcast, get your backpacks, get your suitcase. I don't give a damn if you ain't got no backpack or suitcase. Get a trash bag, get a Walmart bag, get a pillowcase, get your shit, get the hell up out of there. And when you make it to a place safely, as we speaking, you should have your phone charged up. Make sure you got your ID, your social, your kids' paperwork, your credit cards, your cash. Put it in a plastic bag. By the time this broadcast ends, if you have not left or be preparing to leave within an hour of this broadcast leaving, you're on your own for at least a week or more. Okay, fam? From Biloxi to Lafayette, you know, to Lake Charles is the motto. But the guts, the meat of this, the most intensity is gonna strip right through New Orleans. And Baton Rouge is gonna get a good grunt as well. Grunt of this. And you know if you're in the other surrounding towns by there. When we say New Orleans, of course, we're talking about the West Bank and all of that. Because it's coming up from the Gulf. All right, Black Power. Brother Catch it.
Black Power. Black Power. I'm listening to what you're saying. I mean, I hope everybody is, you know, not only listening, but taking heed. You know, I mean, long before the storm even came into on the radar, we've been saying, you know, it's coming up. That time is coming up. We're fastly approaching that time. You know what I'm saying? We've been talking about having water stored and dry food store high. I mean, we've been talking about all of the different things that go into being prepared. But then again, the question, you know, is how many people seriously took heed? And even as we're given these clear directions, clear directives, clear instructions, you're still going to have some. You're still going to have some who, you know, are going to decide to stay in the region. And as you said, you know, all we can do as a people is, you know, just hope that, you know, nothing happens so terrible to the ones that we love, but there are people who we don't know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, every time these storms happen, every year, you know what I'm saying, is, and I'm looking at the model, and there's a small disturbance coming right behind the model. They're calling it Tropical Depression 10, and I'm going to make sure I keep an eye on this, on a European model, make sure I keep an eye on it for the next few days, because we've also known for there to be a storm and then another storm to come right after it. I mean, that's an aspect of preparedness. You know, as Sister Crystal was saying, you know, these models and the things, if we listening to what the news is saying, you know, it's one thing to be looking at the information, but, you know, we looking at graphs and radars. It's technology, it's science. It's another thing to listen or to people who we know have no interest of us being alive. You know what I'm saying? Right before this storm hits, we report here on this broadcast that, you know, these mandates that were rolled out for the vaccine in New Orleans were in New Orleans Parish, were in black, majority black communities, you know, in the area, also in other states and cities, predominantly black, majorly black cities. And let's be clear, most, you know, or at least of the, you know, most popular or most populated major cities are black, you know. Or there's a huge black demographic, no matter how you put it. You know, we overpopulate the cracker all over the earth. It's been that way. You know, this is depopulation. That is what this is. And it's a calamity that is approaching very fast. The forecast, you gave the forecast, Mr. Crystal. The forecast haven't much changed from yesterday. It haven't much changed. I mean, as you were talking, I'm looking at the models and you giving the report that I'm looking at. When it comes to the forecast and what we're saying, what these models have said is going to happen, it is clear as our eyes can see what direction it's going to. What. So anything contrary to that, we don't know where that comes from. That's not clear direction. That's misinformation. That's disinformation. It's confusion. And our calamity and confusion causes panic, because if you're confused, it means you haven't got the proper information. And if you don't know something, you're going to panic. You see, when we played in the beginning of this broadcast, we opened up with our introduction. It's very powerful in each and every clip. You know, it covered a different aspect. When we played, you know, Dr. Joy LaRue, she was talking about Hurricane America. People call it Hurricane Katrina. We call it Hurricane America. But when she was talking about it, you know, it just makes me think, it's like we don't want to be, and we don't want any of our brothers and sisters to be, especially not our comrades, to be either or. We don't want us to be on the front page of the newspaper, knee deep, chest deep in water, being labeled as a finder or a looter, because that comes from being stranded, or, you know, it comes from being displaced. And these people, you know, they're so wicked and so evil. I feel maybe sometimes we forgot who the fuck we are dealing with, this wicked white devil, the devil, who is absolutely, one thing you can bet is they are going to manipulate whatever the outcome or result of this storm is. No doubt about it. What we cannot bank on is we are children of Mother Nature. Nigga, you not nature. We're not nature. We can't steer the storm. We can't. The only thing that we can do is take clear direction, clear instruction. We urge those of our people who are in these areas to evacuate now, right now, as we continue this broadcast. That is the most sound thing to do, and it is the most clear direction that we can give when we talk about being prepared. We got to get the hell out of there. We don't want to see any of our people drowned or any of our people under a tree or any of that. It will pain us the most. But in fact, we have seen this. It happens. But at the same time, you know, as militants, we have to do this. It's a heavy weight to give the, to know the information and purposely conceal it and never tell the people. But to give the clear information and clear instruction, we just hope that those who are listening to this broadcast, those our brothers and sisters, also those in the New Black Panther Party, especially our comrades, we say that. So I'm telling you, like, this we have to really, this is very serious. This is a calamity that is coming out of the water into the Gulf, as you heard from, you know, Louisiana to Alabama, all along the coast. As I'm looking at this model, and you was talking about it, Sister Crystal, I'm looking at one of the models going west of the mouth of the Mississippi River. It's 7 to 11 feet of water. That's just I'm talking about off the coast, like not even just right making landfall. Going
west of the Mississippi River. That's New Orleans, Baton Rouge, all that. It's saying Lafayette 6 to 9 feet of water. Lake Charles 3 to 6 feet of water. From Lake Charles to Biloxi.
Massive. It's massive. It's a title. It's a massive, you know, it's in the nation. It's in the nation. And it's in as you're talking about, it's historic, it's heralded, you know. But this is not something that we can't defend ourselves from if we take heed to the direction and the instruction.
Apocalyptic.
We wouldn't do it. It's apocalyptic, yeah. It's apocalyptic. You know, it's a calamity that, you know, they forecasting it just like straight business. But it's like I'm looking at it and I'm not seeing it like that. I'm seeing the damage that's coming. I'm seeing, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know, they're going to say it in a way that they're trying to say it, but they're not really getting down to how dangerous this is going to be. Then the wicked politicians, the niggas.
Now they're speaking dry and soulless because they are dry and soulless. They're not mm-hmm. going to be passionate as we are and reiterating, get the hell up out of there. They're just so blasé, blah. Well, there's a category storm coming in 15 miles an hour. Yeah. Anybody got some 15 feet of water is expected, 150 miles of hour wind. I mean, just telling you right there, we're evacuating certain areas of New Orleans. New Orleans ain't big enough to evacuate certain areas? What areas? And this lady Cottrell doesn't give a fuck about you. This the same time y'all try to you try to starve the people out with your vaccines, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The mayor try to starve the people out. You can't come into our restaurants. You can't come into our bar if you haven't taken our poison needle. Now you're down restaurants and bars about to be flooded out, destroyed. Your wickedness. Your city hall. All of these places of evil are going to be, you're not going to be able to say the French quarters. Let me tell you guys, they said, the pigs said, well, we'll be out. We're going to have patrols out trying to keep, you know, people off the streets up until a certain point. And that point is going to be when the winds get to 45 miles per hour. At 45 miles per hour, the pigs and all of the no assistance will be rendered to you after 45 miles per hour. Yet the storm is expected to come in at 150 miles per hour. That's five times the amount of danger that they know they can't even be on the street. Do you remember how to, did you not see how Hurricane Laura ripped the bricks off the walls of these houses, ripped the roofs off. If you're not able to leave, you have no money whatsoever, not one dime, not one penny. Reach out and let's see if we could, you know, and if you're really going to leave, like, right now, you know what I'm saying, reach out and we will see what we can do to get you some gas money. Get you some gas money if that's the case. But if you just, man, I'm going to just see, I don't really believe since Christendom. I don't even believe the white man. I done lit my candles. Okay, well, perhaps you will be spared. We pray that you are. You're going to be surrounded by devastation.
Right. Well,
we pray for the best for everyone. Believe me. But there comes a time where you need to pay attention. You know, it was an old joke that he used to say. It's this old joke, parable, whatever you want to call it. It said it was a big storm coming, and the man's son came by and said, "Yo, bro, come on, pops, you gotta get out of here. The storm is coming. I got the car. Let's go." And then the pops say, "Nah, son, I believe the Lord Jesus Christ gonna save me." He like, "Come on, Dad, let's go. We got to get out of here. A big storm coming." He like, "Nah, son, I believe the Lord Jesus Christ going to save me." All right. The storm start coming. Whoa, 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 whoa. Then the neighbor say, "Hey, come on, come on, come on, come on. We got this boat. Come on, let's get up out of here. Let's get up out of here." And the man say, "That's all right, neighbor. I'm good. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ going to save me." Storm gets intensified. The water starts going, starts flooding. Next thing you know, the man's out on the roof. And the people say, here come the people. They say, "Come on, we got a helicopter. We're going to get you out of here, mister." And the man say, "That's all right, guys. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is going to save me." The man die. He go to heaven. He say, "Jesus, I thought you was going to save me." And Jesus said, "Man, I sent your son with the car, the neighbor with the boat, and the people with the helicopter. What else I'm going to do?" You get it? What you expecting? You expecting all white, slinky hair in the robe, in the skirt, JC going to come float down in the cloud above your house and say, "Come on, I'm going to whip you off to Atlanta where you'll be high and dry."
Oh, man.
What you expecting? A law to come by on a flying carpet and say, "Come on, guys, I'm going to take you to Dallas." What are you expecting? I know. You're expecting the mothership to come down. The mothership gonna come down and say, "Hey, come on, guys, let's go. I'm gonna take you on a ride. The baby plane." Oh, wait a minute. I know. You expecting Oya to come down on a lightning roar from the sky and whisk you over to the where are you gonna take you to? Or you're gonna take you to Nashville or somewhere. That's what you're waiting on? Oh, wait a minute. Let me not leave nobody out. Oh, I know. You waiting on the goddess Mayat to come flying in on her heavenly wings and to fly you and whisk you away to Los Angeles where you can be nice and chilling. Come on, guys. Let's get real. I know I'm making, trying to make a light of it or joke about it, but it's serious. They say it's better to have and not need than to need not have. It's better to have your ass in safety than need to be rescued. Take warning, take heed. Black power.
Well, hell, you know, don't believe nothing the food tell you. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, even with the damn vaccine, you know, we definitely know we can't trust these people. How many times have we busted these people in 543 days? Every single night. You know what I'm saying? And then, like I say, yeah, we can get the context, but just look at the way that our communities are. Look at us beautiful black people, and as beautiful as we are, we find ourselves in these, the continuation of the ghetto. That's what it is. As Dr. Amos Wilson was saying, it's the American ghetto. And while all of the Jews, so-called Jews, and the Ashkenazi and all the other ones have been removed from the German ghettos and all other ghettos, you still have the ghettos of America where these storms attack. Y'all know what we mean by ghetto. A neighborhood that is under economic exploitation. A neighborhood where the pigs don't stop their patrol when the wind get too bad. They keep it going day in and day out. That'd be about the only time you don't see them rolling through the black communities and the black areas of these great cities and where black people are, and you see these pigs rolling around and they killing black folks. And God damn it, when the storm subsides and they get to moving around again, they're going to be looking to kill some black folks again. Look at who we are dealing with. We cannot rely on these people. We only can rely on ourselves, and we've proven it time and time again. That is not to say it with any kind of ego or self-righteousness or anything like that. But we have proven things because we got the clear information. We got to face straight facts. FEMA, UNICEF, Goodwill, none of these crackers, none of these devils. They're giving billion-dollar kickbacks to these CEOs and chairmen of these different so-called humanitarian organizations, and you don't got a goddamn human being on the board. Godless people manipulate and blow, literally blow the damn levy. Now they talking about levies. Well, let's talk about the damn levies. Why were there proof that there were levies blown and infrastructure manipulated during Hurricane America? Clear information, clear truth. Done by the United States Army Corps, a faction of the United States Army, the same United States Army with a Army Institute of Infectious Disease in Maryland at Fort Detrick designed this virus and the vaccine. The same Army that has continued and continue wicked crimes of ethnic cleansing and genocide all over the nation and throughout the African diaspora, and they bringing a damn mercenary back from a two decades long war of ethnic cleansing and genocide against people in Africa, all up in their business, and now they coming back on roll call to sign up for the National Guard, to sign up for the Army Reserve, to sign up for the local killer pig department near you. And they are going to carry out the escalation of their vaccine campaign, and they will carry out the escalation of the manipulation that will happen when this storm dissipates, when the rain stops, and while the cleaning is going on and after the cleaning is going on. They will manipulate. They will kill. They will use the conditions of damage and catastrophe that is left in the wind. They will use it against our people, and they will not spend $1 when we will not spend a penny to do anything for us. And we don't trust these goddamn devils. It's on us. It falls on us. A nation of people who are a sovereign people do not rely on others to give them protection. In fact, a sovereign people are people who can define all of the things that are going on in their day-to-day lives. Us black people, Africans here in America, the sons and daughters of those who are forced to work from sunup to sundown under the boot and oppression and whip and ethnic cleansing and genocide of the white
people in this nation, and white people, a criminal European nation. This is a damn criminal colony of Europe. And still today, we're suffering. There's always been storms, hell. So we know that even when political conditions, if you want to call them, no matter how they have been, when the storm gets ready to go, since we have been dealing with America, we have seen what happens to our people. We cannot take that for granted. We do not take for granted that they are guilty on literally shooting us down in the streets, those who are become trapped in the same areas that are broadcasted or forecasted to receive the catastrophe of this Hurricane Ida that is forecasted to be a Category 4 by the time it makes landfall Sunday morning is when it is forecasted to we can see the, be able to see the storm as it is as it will sit, as Sister Crystal says, over the landmass, and it makes landfall in the wind, damage, ripping trees out of the ground, you know, busting out windows, falling power lines. It will make, it will bring power outages. Nobody will be able to get gas. You won't be able to leave too far from your front porch, if at all. And now, we see this will, as it has already been. You talked about how these mandate rollouts came just a few weeks, not even that long ago, before this storm hit. And if we, for one second, we got to use common sense, they're going to merge the two. They're going to offer assistance, mark our word, to those only if they take the damn vaccine. Yes, they will.
Oh,
yes,
no.
They will.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Will.
Oh, no. Let me say this. Let's not forget. Let me say this. Let's not forget after Katrina, when there was no stores open, people got hungry. Don't forget. Do y'all forget? When people was out in the street trying to find a scrub for food because they lost everything, do y'all not forget that it was the police going around and doming people in the head? The police was shooting people in the head, headshots. Did y'all forget about that? This is just 16 years ago. The police were going around dome-shotting people. And when black people would scurry and try to find food where they could, they said they were looting. And the police just dome-shot at them. They were going around hunting those that were left. Did y'all forget about that? I haven't. They were hunting people down who were still there. They were dropping, when they dropped the supplies, they would just drop it, you know, from the sky, let the people scurry and fight for water, dropping ice, dropping milk. Did you forget about that? I pray to the Most High that nothing, no harm comes to the way of any of our people. Yo.
Some of us forgot. Some of us may have been too young. Some of y'all really may not know, but you should know. This is what they do. Now, we don't want no harm to come to our people, but God damn it, if we don't tell the truth, we can find ourselves in these exact same situations. It's amazing that in a time of so much confusion, here we are giving clear direction. We're telling our people this wicked goddamn cracker devil cannot be trusted. They've been on record getting their people out. They get their crackers out. Then they say the silly shit that they've been saying, all of the lies that they've been saying on the goddamn lying-ass news since this storm has been on the radar. And as we, and they talk about, you know, this and that, and even as we read, even as we read yesterday, hell, they only give it a watch or warning 36 or 48 hours. Out from the storm. So even, you know, they can't say that because that's how they operate. You know, we want to hear from those in the areas where this storm is forecasted to impact. We want to hear from our comrades. We want to hear from you wherever you are.
press the number one. Let's see who we got, who we got, who we got. We got Atlanta on the line, 404. You live from a new Black Panther Party radio. Is this Brother Abdul, Black Power?
Black Power, brother. I just want to say to all our people, man, stop taking this Crocker as God. He is not God. We done took this Crocker as God for too long. This Crocker is the devil that the Bible speak of. So that's all I want to say to our people. Black Power.
Black Power.
Right
Black
on, brother. Power. Black Power. Huh? I mean, it's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
You waiting for the instructions from the damn devil? The devil wants you dead. The devil wants you dead. The devil's always wanted you dead. These white folks don't give a fuck about you or your people. Just that simple. Black Power.
Black Power. Stay like that, brother. I do a lot of that. Black Power, Black Power, brother. All right, who else we got on the line? Who else we got? Out of Baton Rouge. Who is that? Brother Knowledge, Black Power, brother. 10 years.
Black Power, Black Power. I can hear you loud and clear. So, yeah. It's getting pretty hot, you know. This is not nothing to play with. You know, I'm here in Baton Rouge. I have my evacuation route. I'm not going to go east to west. I'm going to go north. I'm going to go north away from it, probably about an hour and a half from here. There's no real traffic going that way. I already got that word. My parents have already left. Just getting a few other things together. And, this is important. You got the role, especially New Orleans. You know how it floods down there. If you down there by the casino when it rains, you'll get about 3 inches of water on the ground. You understand? We know how it rains in Baton Rouge. The streets flood so fast. They've been doing some supposed so-called drainage cleanup, but they're not ready for this. You understand what I'm saying? The supposed powers that be, they don't care about us. They got the money to fix all this drainage and to help folks out and raise houses after Katrina, but guess what? They gentrified. Like I said, this is a war of attrition. They took all the schools, just the schools now, and they made them all charter schools because no one was even in New Orleans, you know, for what, about a year or something as far as going to school because everything was flooded, and they turned all the schools into private-owned schools. And, you know, they're doing the same thing here in Baton Rouge. They continue to let us get flooded out so they can come up and buy the shit back and build up, you know, all these businesses to where, you know, black folks can get what they need. So, you know, like, say, you have your plan.
This storm is traveling north.
It's traveling north.
It's going to go all the way up to Louisiana, all the way up to Mississippi, all the way up to, what is this, Arkansas, all the way up to Memphis.
Right, and but hopefully it'll be died down by then. Considering it should have been died down by then, but going east and west.
It floods all up in that area. You know,
yeah.
Again, that's on you, but our instructions are clear and to the same to everybody. Go west.
Right. Right.
Storm is traveling north and east.
Right. So that's my evacuation route because I can get there pretty quick and continue to travel, you know. But the main thing is that, you know, just watch where you stay. Like you said, I'm here on the third floor and whatnot, and this is some pretty serious stuff going on because nothing has hit Baton Rouge this hard or this direct in a while. We've been sort of blessed, but Lake Charles and everything got hit a couple times and stuff, you know. So you know, there's a walkie-talkie app in case the towers go out. It's called Zello. You can download this app. It's free. And you can add your contacts on there, your friends and all that, and you can talk to each other just through the app without cell phone service. We've already downloaded here in Baton Rouge, and a bunch of other people have been passing it around through Facebook and, you know, whatnot. So that's something good to have. And just make sure your car is filled up because ain't no gas. There's no bread, no ice. Almost anywhere in Baton Rouge, the national National Media Communications has been, you know, really updating every gas station what's been going on, because she gets word about where the gas is and where it's not. These gas stations are piled up, so make sure you got what you need. Make sure everything is charged up. You got your badge and your, you know, your personal items and all that. That's very, very important. And you actually got somewhere to go. And like I said, right now it's kind of calm. But like you said, people are still being sort of foolish here because they got a Boosie badge going on right now. They're down there partying, having the ball. I guarantee, I looked at the crowd on my phone, it was about, they're having a Boosie badge. Boosie having a big party at Southern University right now. I guarantee you it's about 10,000 people out there, you know, having a ball, like nothing is happening, you know. So that's more people in danger, and that's pretty damn bad considering that some places flood at the, you know, one drop of water on their street. So it's kind of ridiculous, kind of pissed me off because they kept pushing that. But they have turned the closed-in center into a shelter. Sister Amina made some calls, and I made some calls about what they're going to do about the people in this area. They have two other places, a main place for the homeless, one other place they open up for the homeless, Bishop Ops Center. There's a Salvation Army. There's the regular home centers down there on Florida Street downtown.
Brother, the place is about to get flooded the hell out, 6 to 9 feet of water.
Yeah, so,
people need to be evacuating. It ain't no about hunkering no homeless, nobody. 6 to 9 feet of water is the projection for Baton Rouge. That's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water. Mm-hmm.
Hunkering nobody down in these places. Y'all not listening to the instructions. What we are saying is get the hell out.
Yeah, my plan is leave. I'm leaving.
I'm talking about as far as the people, word to the people, what the city should have been pressured doing is evacuating the people out of harm's way. 6 to 9 feet of water potential for the Baton Rouge area, 9 to 15 feet of water for New Orleans, 6 to 9 feet of water for Lafayette. See, people are not paying attention. People are not listening.
Mm-hmm.
People are giving mixed instructions. The word is to get the hell out of there. The pigs. Everybody, when those winds at about 2 this morning in the morning start getting about 45 miles an hour. That's tropical storm. It ain't gonna be no first responders out, nobody. They're pulling their people off the street. When it gets closer to 6 a.m. or whatever, and those winds start getting stronger, 75 miles an hour, ain't nobody coming to help nobody. When that water start coming with those winds, because when those winds start going, it's gonna be power outages. Trees down. Buildings flying, debris flying. It's going to be too dangerous to be anywhere. It's kind of hard to say because when we went and looked at the devastation in Lake Charles, shit, some places, the whole front of the, just like after Katrina, some places the whole front of the house was ripped off. Some places the roof was ripped off. Two stories, one stories. Some places one side was ripped off. Some places it was a tree down. Some places it was a car inside the house. Some places it was a house on top of a car. That's what 100 miles an hour wind and rain gonna do, and water. There ain't no way you can put people for that situation. You get the hell out of that situation is what you do.
Agreed, and you know, like any other place, like a lot of people can't leave. Some people can't. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about just people, period. So, you know, that's all I was saying. Some people can't leave, and I just pray that they, you know, they all right and everything dies down. But this is pretty serious. Like I said, nothing has hit this hard. like you guys said, in a very, very long time. Like I said, we taking all the precautions and making sure everything is straight. And, you know, like I said, we're going to unplug all your electronics wherever you do stay, back in New Orleans. You don't want a fire to break out or whatnot if you don't have service tickets or whatever the case. But, yeah, this is pretty doggone serious. A lot of people are going to write it out, and some people, they just can't leave. Some people, they're just that down, you know. But the people who can, I suggest, you know, you bust out, you know, and roll somewhere that's not here. The traffic is slow on I-10, but it's heading out of here. It's stop and go, but it is heading out of here. Things like Alabama is probably one of the safest places that you can probably go right now, or to Texas. There was a rumor that they were turning people around at the state line, but I don't think that's the truth.
Hold on. This storm is going through.
Storm is going through Alabama. It's going all the way up through Memphis. Alabama is right above Louisiana. No. You're right.
No, it's to the.
Right.
It'll be safer.
Right. Mobile. That is that. What is this right here? That's Mississippi. Yeah, Mississippi.
Well,
you're exactly right. Alabama
is towards Birmingham.
You're right. That's the furthest east you can go. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
It's to go to Birmingham. You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama, you should be around Mobile. You're right. But if anything to the north of Louisiana, Mississippi, don't travel up Mississippi. Northern Louisiana, if you're going to Louisiana, northern Louisiana, you're going to be going northwest, like Shreveport.
Mm-hmm.
That far west, like almost at Texas. Don't try to go to, I think some people, you may, Alexandria may be okay. But Monroe's sitting right in that little bad area. The Monroe area is right there in the middle, right? It's bad area right there. You need to be over here. You need to be over there like by, you're going to northern Louisiana. You'll be going northwest. Do not go northeast at all. And if you haven't left, leave now. Oh, shit. All right, yeah, so Black Power Brother, and when folks get to their destination cities, check in. When you get to your
Black
destination
Power.
City, check in. We are going to have to start pressuring these cities to start these evacuations. They got city buses. They could have had city buses get them people up out of there, those that are destitute. They could have activated this days ago. They could have activated this days ago when these projections came out. That's what we're going to have to get on their asses about after this is over. Money that is spent. But in other words, we're asking the cracker to do for us. They don't give a shit about us. These are going to be programs that we're going to have to put into effect. We're going to save our own people. For years, we've had the Black Cross out. How many people contribute to the Black Cross? But they've done millions into the Red Cross that don't do shit. Give you a fucking itchy-ass blanket and a damn plastic bag with prison commissary in it and a bowl of slop. And like you, I think you were getting to what's going to happen when they ask you for your vaccine or try to make you get a vaccine to stay in these places. They are going to try to exploit this situation.
Yep, you're exactly right. I believe when another storm came through, no, this was in when the freeze happened, they were asking the homeless to get the vaccine to go in. And not to mention right now, I called the mayor's office Thursday and Friday. They didn't even have a plan yet. I'm like, what is going on? Like, where is the shelter? They barely even want to give a shelter. I know plenty of people who wanted to give
that's
their
why they can't
places
give you no
out.
Shelter.
So, yeah.
Because it's
right.
Going to be, they know the flood, and that's going to be a liability. There is no need for shelter. What is the evacuation plan? Is the question.
I'm talking about period. Yeah.
Somebody in. That's why they couldn't tell you nothing like that.
Right. I'm talking about just period. They barely
want
to do that.
A lot of damn water. You got to get people out. There is no plan for that. They only, look, in a time of peril, if people don't understand, the government says they have no responsibility to you in the time of peril. Zero. This is the rules of engagement for this entire government. During a time of peril, They have zero responsibility. Zero. The bitches don't even do something for us when it ain't no emergency. What does the government actually fucking do if we just think about it? They the ones send the police after our ass. That's what the city do. The police work for the city. What do they do? What does the government do for us? We should really just be serious about that. They tell me you take your money to build a road, these ragged-ass roads, to build a park. The park was already there. You ain't built no fucking park. All you did is go throw a jungle gym on that bitch. What does the government do? We really should just think about this. But take our goddamn money and blow smoke up our
ass. Build a war between you. Take other people's shit.
What do they do?
But right on, everybody, you know, pray for the people. We have warned the people. We warned your brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? Pull your resources. It don't cost but a full tank of gas to get to Houston or somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? That's about $40 in a small car, maybe $60 in a bigger vehicle. Three or four, two people, pastor, you got $20 each, you out of there. Ain't know what we can't do. Like you just said, the motherfuckers are patched up to go to the Boosie concert. They ain't patched up. They'll patch up to go get a fucking pack of wieners and eat a bunch of bullshit that's gonna clog up their damn lungs. But you know, we want folks to be safe. We don't want you to be in harm's way. Heed the warning. Pull your resources together. You can do that. I don't know, you know, at this late hour, but it's still possible. Did you say it ain't no gas, Laramie?
Yeah, there's no gas. Gas stations they're literally waiting for the tank trucks to pull up. Because people are putting it on Facebook and people literally waiting at the gas station for gas. A lot of them are out. If they do have gas, it's only 87, which is some gas. But, yeah, it's out here. Whole shelves in the grocery stores are empty. I mean, they have food, but, you know, gas has been low since probably since Thursday evening. It got really, really bad.
Think about it. Who do y'all think bought up all the gas? Who do y'all think bought the gas up? That's fucked up. They over there popping their ass, and it's a devastation all around. That's so fucked up. I mean, that really just hurt my heart when you think that.
Yes,
man.
Man,
you want to cry.
Our children don't
know better. They being misled. You know what I'm saying? They get misled by it's like a damn Pied Piper luring them to their demise. It's so sad these type of people that come out and instead of building the people up and telling the people the right way to go and the right things to do, you know, we have to put people in place who truly care about the people. We have to expose the contradictions, you know. We have to show, you know, the love, the people who really, and people are going to see, you know what I'm saying? They see when the shit hit the fan, who are always there for them, you know? It may seem like at the moment, you know, like y'all are solo, you know what I'm saying? Like we are solo, comrades, but we not, you know what I'm saying? If we can help motivate one person, two people, if we can save one soul, we can't make nobody listen. We can't make anyone think. All we can do is just speak the truth. Even if we are in error, as long as we're coming from the right spirit, the right mind state, and not trying to get over, you know what I'm saying? No one wants to break nobody's spirit and be like, oh, no, you ain't got no money, you can't get out. Okay, how about this? Pull together, patch up. Patch up. Do like the Vatos do. Everybody get in one motherfucking car. I don't give a shit if you got to sit on somebody's lap.
That's right.
and just go get the hell up out of there.
And also about the flooding, they had that town in Tennessee. I don't know if you guys saw that too. They flooded a couple of weeks ago, and they said that town flooded with less than a minute because the water came in so fast. And you don't know, you can't outrun water.
That's what I'm saying. You can't outrun water. You can't outrun wind. So when you got the wind and the water coming, oh, shit.
Man, I just pray for my people, man. Come on, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Let's ask the Most High to cover our people. You know what I'm saying? That as many that can be spared or spared that, you know, that maybe at this time we just need some type of a miracle to come. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm hoping these crackers wrong. You know what I'm saying? Well,
yeah.
You know, but unfortunately, you know, hopefully, you know, people can at least get to high ground. You know what I'm saying? So if it's going to be up to 9, the worst case 15 feet, so that means you need to be at like 4 or 5 stories up. You have to do like Katrina. Motherfuckers don't have to take, you know what I'm saying? What? Look at the buildings in your neighborhood. What buildings can you get up that high? What building can get up that high? And you better have at least a backpack on your back with some food, some water, some toilet paper, and some drawers. Some underwear and a face rag. I'm just saying, just keep it practical. At least a backpack with a first aid kit, your medicine, if you need medicine, your sanitary items. You know, you can keep the same clothes on. Just have you some change of underwear if you need. You know, and get to a high ground, since folks can't really identify where the high ground area, in the areas that people can get to. You know, and that's what folks are gonna have to go do. You know, you see it. Your fucking cell phone's gonna run out of juice. There ain't gonna be no power.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's not nothing to rely on either. Cell phone, you know, you can't rely on that. You gotta rely on common sense. You know, common sense. That's what we've been saying. Common sense. You know, as clear as we can see. You know, what's been
it's not been common sense.
Well, yeah, we know.
That's the cold part about it.
Mm-hmm.
You be worried about the wrong thing sometimes. And, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm trying to think of what it is that we could, you know, we stated the fact, you know, like what can we do to help mitigate the situation? Get you some water, you know, a couple of bottles of water, a few bottles of water, you know what I'm saying? Your undies, a couple pairs of undies, a couple of face rags, sanitary items, your medicine, all your valuable paperwork in a backpack. If you are stuck or you get in a condition, and go ahead and try to get the high ground, you know. Otherwise, you know, if you have the capacity, you know what I'm saying, if you got a car and you know it's just your car, but it's kind of damn, I feel kind of, you know, it's the last minute, but shit, the last minute better than no minute. We talked about this last night. We're talking about it tonight. You know, the trip part is I'm not even in the area, and we don't just sit there and just watch the news every day. I don't, to be honest. So when I start getting calls, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And as soon as I look, but the people that live in the areas, this is what tripping me out. How long has this information been, let's get some logistics. How long did this information start coming out to when y'all were aware of this storm situation?
I've seen this storm, Sister Crystal. I've seen it because I started looking at the hurricane, the National Hurricane Center, and different models. Because, you know, I started looking, I want to say about a month ago. Like, I just started going to the website, like, let me get an early head look.
Wait a minute. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm asking, Brother Laramie, how far, those of you in the area where it's coming, when was the first that they started reporting, okay, a storm is coming this way, y'all need to start trying to do something about it, prepare?
They started to talk about it, I think, around Monday, but then as far as getting serious, they really didn't start really saying it was coming towards this way till about, I think, about Thursday morning or something like that, maybe Wednesday. But they didn't say anything about evacuations. They just said something about evacuations in Baton Rouge today.
Mondays.
But people that already
started because
to leave.
Because even like with Captain said, you can't tell. You can see storms forming, but you can't tell the route they're going to go.
Correct.
In a month. So at least a few days since Monday. So what was yesterday? Fuck, what is today? Oh, it's Saturday.
So
Monday, warnings start coming out Monday?
Well, they started to talk about the storms forming possibly, but as far as, like, how intense, it, like Wednesday evening, they started to say, you know, we're going to have a hurricane coming, but the actual route, I believe it was Thursday when they kind of said this is for sure going to hit New Orleans and Baton Rouge, you know what I'm saying? I saw the route, you know what I'm saying, but they very late and they very slow.
Before you could tell it was coming in that direction, like right at that route.
2 weeks.
See, these are some of the things that we're going to have to get better at, and we're going to have to start even getting better at how we report it amongst each other, you know, especially in this Gulf region. We have to be the ones that sound the alarm. Because I'm telling you, as soon as I got the call, I checked out the intel and started sounding the alarm. But that was, you know what I'm saying, that was yesterday. I got a call from the elder, you know what I'm saying, General Rico and Malik Raheem. I'm like, what? So that would have been Friday. So you saying it was Thursday when they started letting everybody know, hey, it's coming this way? You know, damn well they wasn't enough time. They
but
playing
they,
with the
they,
people. I know they had to know this ahead of time.
This came from a disturbance that, like, 2 weeks ago, I was on the National Hurricane Center. There was a disturbance going up the East Coast, and there was another one that was coming inbound, but they hadn't named it. It was like TD8 or, like, you know, it didn't have a name. And I believe that might have been where it came from. But I know that there was a storm on the East Coast, and then there was also a storm that was coming. And it was right after the problems with earthquakes and stuff in Haiti. And I say, man, hope that it doesn't.
Look at what's coming now, because if history, as history repeats itself, what's coming? Because normally, we need to see the one because as history repeats itself, when we have these, whenever we have a summer where we get 9,500 degrees temperatures, that's hurricane going to definitely come because the earth has to cool off, okay? So what we have to look at is, and then also normally when one comes in the Gulf, it's another one, you know what I'm saying? And generally when it hits, it's like with Katrina. Remember, Katrina hit New Orleans, and then Rita came and hit Houston. And then the next year, Ike hit. Houston and New Orleans. No, Ike hit, Gustav hit New Orleans, and Ike hit Houston. So if history, and then Hurricane Harvey hit us. I can't remember if New Orleans got hit prior to Harvey. No, we got hit big with Harvey, and then because it came west, and after that, it got hit real bad in the Corpus Christi, which is west of us. So we see how these storms are moving, how they swerving. They swerving in a certain, so we have to be to start monitoring this ahead of time and start, you know, doing our best, you know, to kind of at least give, you know, we're going to have to be more proactive. But in the meantime, when we give out these emergency warnings and instructions,
people need to take heed. You know what I'm saying? It could be us next week quite easily. So let's see what the projections are saying about this next storm pattern. Do you see anything else after this?
I'm trying to get back to the original page. All right. So there's one that's called Tropical Depression 10, and it's coming. I want to say it's going into the Gulf for sure. Like it's coming over by Brazil and going.
So this is
like
number 9. Item is 9.
So this is 10.
Item is 9. So 10 is what? It's going where?
It's coming. It's going into the Gulf. It's going toward Panama right now. Yeah, like north of Brazil, like toward Panama, going into the Gulf. I mean, it's pretty clear to see. And you want to know the crazy thing is that it was actually a little farther out when I first seen it earlier. I'm like, okay, that is a little further out. So it's actually moved since the last time I've seen it.
Now, take that arrow, which way is running from Panama, what's it pointing towards? Like, do a northwest arrow going northwest.
I want to say
north.
You say it again?
First, just do the arrow straight north, and then take that arrow, and once you get to north, put a pin, and then go veer to the left, west, and to the east, and that's going to give you a perimeter.
Okay. It's going more into like the Texas Gulf, like off the coastline of Houston. And also, let me get a closer view. Okay, so now I'm looking at the satellite. So yeah, it would be off the coast of Houston and some of the same areas of Ida, but going more westward.
Like the Corpus Christi. Bro, just like before, like they normally do. This is not new to us, people. So we should be getting prepared. We get our shit to that. Yo. The same day is down to even much. It's even down to the same day. Katrina, August the 29th. Ida, August 29th. Hurricane Harvey, the 28th and 29th. It's even
and
down
Gustav.
To the same day.
Right.
And Gustav.
And the that storm, it was L99, like Brother Patrick was saying, where it started. And then it was supposed to go straight towards Houston first, but then it cut back. Because sometimes they cut back, sometimes they don't, and that's just what happens.
Yeah, it's going to either
that's
go north, it's going to go east or west. That's why you make that little perimeter. That's right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it follows the same track of the slave trade from Galveston to New Orleans to Valencia. It comes from Africa.
Tell them, sister, tell them.
I just told them, Larry.
Tell them.
I just said Galveston Island was the main slave port, New Orleans, Biloxi. Oh, man. Our ancestors is not happy. Our ancestors are not happy, yo. But, hey, we got to pay attention. We got to take warning, take heed. And we got to be proactive. They don't – all I want to say is that they don't really care about us. Yeah, we have to care for our own self. We must do for self. Straight up. We have to be proactive. But right now, in the meantime, between time, we want to make sure, you know, folks get to where they're going. And we got to expect the best, prepare for the worst. Is that how it goes?
Uh-huh. I'm looking at this top of the storm.
Anybody else in the queue? Or they just letting us ride out?
All All right, person number one, family. I'm looking at this. Let me go back here. Just Tropical Storm 10. Then there's another song from, but the only one that they label is Tropical Storm 10. Hold on. I got a report on it. Let me go back to it. Because I actually gave like a direction 15 hours ago to where it could possibly go. But it was saying, like you say, it's going to go north. Let me go back to it.
Okay, so. All right, so yeah, we got some logistics to sort out, you know. But as it stands,
we got
Ida right on our tail right now. We got Ida on our tail.
That's funny. You say emerging off of Africa.
That's what it says?
Oh, man. There's three.
Uh-huh.
There's three. There's one that's coming from Africa, and then there's this 10. They say, here's the latest advisory on Tropical Depression 10 formed early this morning, and some slight strengthening is in the forecast, with the depression expected to become a tropical storm by tomorrow. The storm is expected to move in a less favorable environment Sunday as it turns northward. Yeah, that's what they have so far. Right. 35 miles per hour now on the European model, wind wise. So, but like you say, I mean, that's what usually happens. Then we gotta be ready, because like, one after the other, and the way it's going, it's gonna be some of the same areas that's gonna be dealing with Ida. So, and then the third one is coming right out of Africa. Then there'll be another one. Not done. So.
All right. We're going to do our logistics on that and come back on that. We got 10 more minutes left. And such a nice broadcast. We are going to do a brief check-in with the membership at 9. We're going to be right to the point at 9. The instructions have already been given out. Shit. I mean, we can stay I've stayed all I can say. At this point, you know what I'm saying? Shit, it's a fourth and goal right about now, ain't it?
Yeah.
The shit about to hit the end. Shit about to hit the whole fan. We pray for our people to make it on the bottom there, make it safely, ride through this and make it through this. You know, let's be prepared in the aftermath, you know, when the coast is clear, to do whatever kind of assistance we can do. But in the meantime, everybody needs to be in a safe location. You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs to be in a safe location. And, you know, that's pretty much, you know, what tonight's report is going to be. Some of the comrades are in Chicago right now with Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Tomorrow they will be honoring Fred Hampton and Mark Clark as they do every year. And so what we are going to do is, you know, we're going to definitely give information about the storm, but we also will do about the hurricane. But we'll also take a moment to pay homage to Chairman Fred Hampton and Brother Mark Clark. Yes, but on the 29th, with tomorrow would be Brother Chairman Fred's birthday, and so they always do a big celebration for him in Chicago, and today, this weekend, is no different. So we will do our best to honor our dear brother. Long live the spirit of Chairman Fred Hampton.
And so we got a lot of the comrades up there in Chicago right now, Brother Fred. We also had the comrades up there in today. The comrades did a survivor training up there in Virginia. We'll see if we can get a report back from them about the survivor training that took place in Virginia today. So, you know, unless we got anything else, I'm going to pass it back. I'm going to go ahead and start making some more calls to get ready for this show. We love you, black people. You know what I'm saying? Support the New Black Panther Party or the NBPP.org. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Is it Young Gun's birthday tomorrow?
No, my birthday is on the 30th.
Your birthday on the 30th. Okay, your birthday is going to be what? Monday?
Yeah, it'll be the 30th.
Monday, after the shit hit the fan. The aftermath. I guess we gonna
remember,
be popping our ass like into the booth. Are we gonna be popping our ass like at the Bushy show? Oh hell no. At least we gonna wait till after the storm. Hell no. When the fucking Hurricane Harvey hit for your birthday the last time.
Yeah. And they remember last year. We was out there at Lake Charles.
We sure were. We was in Lake Charles or what? We was in Lake Charles. Oh, when, yep. God dang.
And it was just wind.
Lake Charles was fucked up.
Yeah. You said, wait a minute.
What'd
you say?
I said, I'm talking about the way the devastation hit Lake Charles. It was all.
Oh, I thought you said something else. I'm
trying to get over the fact that, but the knowledge that they're out there at a Boosie concert and goddamn Captain is full on the way. Poor people. I tell you
and,
direction.
And then they're supposed to have something tomorrow.
No. What they gonna have tomorrow? A water world?
No, they're not.
They both.
No, you know what? Let's stop. No. Just
all through the night. They got Bella Noche. They gonna be at Bella Noche tonight. They gonna have after party tonight. Tomorrow they having
Please, no.
It's ridiculous.
No.
And it pissed me off because
they got the
Clark Center, the close-in center, Red Cross open that, but then they got the booster badge right next door. It's ridiculous. It makes no sense. It's embarrassing,
and it's
right.
That's cold. Who's ever responsible for this? Who's ever responsible for having our children in this situation will be held accountable. Seriously, there ain't enough money in the world for this.
Right,
and that's what this about. Sister Chris, it's about money. He had a big artist coming. He don't have any other show money. This is what he thrives off of. You know, he got nine kids and up. We had last night. He had Anthony Hamilton and a few other people. Today he had Lil Baby and Da Baby and Baby Rick, all kind of babies there and stuff. But you know, he got the kids out there jiggling, and they supposed to go out to Bella Noche tonight.
They doing what?
They're going out to this club here.
No,
that's the after party tonight.
No. What you said they doing?
Jiggling. That's what they do down here, man. They jiggle Baton Rouge.
Man, I pray these children make it home safely, man. We need everybody to be safe, man. You know what I'm saying? We didn't put the word out. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can say at this point. Everybody be safe. Use your common sense. You know what I'm saying? Once you arrive at your destination, check in. You know, once the coast is clear, you know, we'll come down there, you know, as best we can, you know,
once the coast is clear. But we just pray there's nothing, you know, no harm comes to our people. Yep. That's all, you know, and it's all, at this point, it's in the hands of the Most High, Mother Nature. You know, Mother Nature's about to rip. She is ripping. So, Black Power, I been said I was talking, why keep talking? Let me mute my phone. Black Power.
No, man, look, you know, we'll keep having this broadcast, you know, it's benefit for the people. And we know what's going on, but now we know what's going on, so get the hell out of town. Get out of there. You know what I'm saying? To everybody that's in these areas, get the hell out of there. To those of us that's in the outside of these areas, we need to be preparing for, you know, storms that could approach where we at. You know what I'm saying? We need to be prepared all the way around. You know, you listen to this broadcast every night, we're going to continue to tell the truth, how many would take heed to the messages. As we continue on our broadcast of Black Nation Preparedness, we're talking about the thing that is not so common in common sense, so we got to stop all the misinformation and disinformation as well. We're not going to pass that along. We're going to get the clear truth here on New Black Panther Party Radio. Every night you can listen to this broadcast, 718-664-6398. Call in and press number one. Visit our national website, mbpp.org. Join the New Black Panther Party for self-defense. I want to thank our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad. We heard from Brother Abdul out of Atlanta, Brother Laramie out of Baton Rouge, and y'all know your host, Brother Khatib Sadiq. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it. We're going to keep it straight to the facts every night. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we're going to do it. You can listen to this broadcast over at blogtalkradio.com/the New Black Panther Party. You can donate to the New Black Panther Party. Donate to the Black Cross. How many of us would do that? Send a donation to $BlackPowerDollar. But if you got to get out of Dodge, take that $20 and make sure that you make it out safely, you and your loved ones. We put our power, we move to manifest the safetiness and the protection, a mask, a manifestation of protection, you know, upon our people in these areas. You know, as those that we warn, that you be protected by the power of all of our almighty ancestors and the almighty wise God created. And we will continue to update the Black Nation in this community event, this nightly broadcast, New Black Panther Party Radio, Black Power Family, Black Power, Black Power.
We all must admit, brothers and sisters, that we've lost our name, lost our religion, lost our culture, lost our God, our folkways, our mores, and our norms. And many of us, by the way we act, we have even lost our minds. A people that become so extremely wrapped up to the point of imbalance in any discipline, any study, any endeavor, anything that could improve us and even elevate us, and again, do not have that balance, it can destroy us. Some of us